Looking at a traveler who just bought a ticket for a very special kind of a trip. The cost? A few dollars.
And his mind.
Do you like music?
It's rich. It's alive. It's vivid. Stereophonic sound.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Fame. Fortune. Platinum records. It's every boy's dream.
Every one of my records means something. The label, the producer, the year it was made.
I'm teaching you about rock music.
Seriously, you're totally elitist. You feel like the unappreciated scholars.
Okay, let's spin a disc.
Hey gang, welcome back. That's right, you're listening to Cut by Cut. This is episode 48 of our season 4 Paul's Critique, where we are tearing apart like dogs at a deer in the wilderness. that was supposed to be like dogs at a feast, and then I realized that was going to not work out.
If dogs tear at the carcass of a deer in the woods, does it make a sound?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else is there.
Should we try this again? 1, 2, 3. Hey, gang. It's your old pal, Eric, here. And I am joined by the world's greatest wingman. Jesus could not join me, so my co-pilot today is Chris.
Jesus was busy.
I said, hey, Jesus, do you want to help us talk about Hey Ladies in episode 48 of Cut by Cut at Radio Mutation and CutByCut.com? And Jesus said, hard pass, but thank you, brother.
Go with me. Go with me?
But not now. But Jesus, he's a hell of a guy when he wants to be.
So plan B... Call up Chris.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't mind being plan B to Jesus.
No. I think that you're great. you're walking on water skills? Garbage.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Love you, but you can't walk on water. And when I asked you to turn bread and single fish into loaves, you brought Chinese food.
If only I could find some way to prove. I forget the rest of the lyrics to that song.
I did sell your sheets, though, as the shroud of Silver.
The shroud of Buck.
And, so we're going to be talking about Hey Ladies, which is the close of Side A. So if you have been joining us and you have made it to this journey, well, this is just the beginning of the end.
Or the end of the beginning.
Or the end of the beginning.
I like that better.
I think that, exactly. Chris?
Yeah. Hey, ladies.
I know that I don't like doing this, and I usually stomp on everything.
It shows.
We say, like, hey, we should talk about other podcasts. I'm always like, no. But I do want to just do a shout-out to several other shows on Radio Mutation, but also this week, shout-out to our podcast. Both you and I listen to Star Wars Minute.
Yeah, nerd addiction there.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm doing that is because they're doing currently...
They don't need the press.
No, they don't. They're doing Force Awakens, and as they're doing Force Awakens, it becomes amazingly clear how influenced by the Beastie Boys J.J. Abrams was.
Yeah, he's not even good at hiding it, really. You know, with an alien name of Il Comunica.
Yep, and Illo Bublo or whatever that was, Il Communication. Then there's Illo Nasty, and then there's BB-8, which is Beastie Boys, and they had 8 albums. It's quite sickening, but it does well for us. So if you're joining us from Star Wars Minute, where I have shamelessly pimped us, welcome aboard. If you like the show, awesome. If you don't like the show, you know, if you could just download it and then just erase it from there, we could use the numbers. That would be awesome.
Join us for some Beastie Boys talk.
Yeah, eventually. What would you like to, where do you want to start?
Well, this song.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack in this song.
This is probably, I think, the longest song on the album.
Okay.
I mean, not except for B-Boy's Bouliers at the end.
Yeah.
But this seems to be the most packed and detailed and...
By my count, they sampled like 16 or 17 different tracks in this track.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, because I've got six that I could recognize.
Oh, you're better than me. I'm not that good. I was pulling off a wiki.
Oh, okay.
But
shh. Don't tell people they can go to wiki. Don't praise
the
Wikipedia.
I said a wiki, not which wiki.
Don't do that. They can go and read the whole damn show themselves. luckily, I've been logging onto wiki and just erasing passages and replacing it with Star Wars fan fiction. But I was excited, real quick, before we jump into Hey Ladies, to see when Force Awakens came out that there was a creature named Elo Asti. And I was like, oh my God, that's a Beastie reference.
Sure.
Sweet. Now that it's like Beastie reference 32 and we're in the first 9 minutes of Force Awakens, it's a little tired already.
It's tiring for you?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess because we're so swamped in Beastie Boys lore right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good for them, you know, for that. So when they did all the other episodes, I guess I'll call them, of the Star Wars movies, there was years of content just that had built up, right?
You know, right,
you
yes.
talk about films that were at least 15 years old, if not 30 years old. These are what, 3 years old, 4 years old at this point?
Yeah.
So I think it helps them. It gives them some content.
Welcome to a special cut by the Star Wars Minute Recap episode.
Anyway, so I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, let's... So, Hello Ladies, end of side A, went to 36 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 10 on the U.S. Billboard Hot Rap Tracks.
It is the first single in history to chart in the top 20 of both of those... top lists.
Interesting. And yet this was the highest charting song on this album. But like we spoke about before, they purposely set out not to do a single.
Right.
Right. The goal was everything runs together. It'll be hard to edit it so forth.
So this was selected, and according to Paul's Boutique 33 and a Third by Dan Leroy, they don't know why, other than that it was probably the most complex of the songs. There's three notable transitions in the song to different kind of funk sounds. So,
and it's the closest thing to a refrain, right? We
get
that Hey Lady bit over and over. And so that's a clear break in the song, which gives it a little bit more of a similar structure.
Yeah.
And they did a music video for it, which always helps.
So this, right, yeah, Dolemite kind of inspired Saturday Night Fever.
Correct.
Inspired video there. Also, which you, just from the corrections department, earlier in this season, you referenced a music video for, I think it was Shake Your Rump.
Thinking
we
it
were
was
talking
this.
About this song.
Yep. Don't ever fucking correct me.
No, there was the corrections department.
Okay. Yeah, thank God.
I'm the corrections department. So this song was the second single that they released, and it was on a 12-inch record with a B-side of Shake Your Rump, and the record was entitled, the EP record was called Love American Style, so with Hey Ladies and Shake Your Rump. Thought that was
this. Well, that's funny because Love American Style was a 70s era TV comedy,
okay.
And so you get the 70s show there. Later on, he'll mention Chuck Woolery of Dating Game fame, as well as Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
So this song is dropping.
Chachi in Charge, which is two references in one.
Yep. Oh, that's right. There is that. This song is like I started digging in it, and I realized I could only pick a couple things.
Oh yeah.
Right. I couldn't go too far down the road, otherwise this would be like a 3-hour episode. So how do you want to begin?
Well, I just want to say this song, I enjoy it. I'm hitting the stride with this album where I'm starting to enjoy it.
Good. It's Stockholm Syndrome is what that is.
So
you are in deep trouble.
No, but I think just to go back to, I didn't know how to sum it up, but I do appreciate, I guess, what I'll call the complexity of the song, like the three notable transitions in the song where they just kind of, they have the little Hey Ladies and they kind of wiki and then change the beat, change the funk, right?
So sure.
It's I find that entertaining, and it keeps me listening, as opposed to some of the other tracks that kind of have a constant, a little more monotone, I'll say.
See, I
granted, there's tons of samples going on in all of it, yeah. So by no means are they simple. I
kind of find like that Public Enemy, they have this sort of ADHD rapping, where there's, you know, progression changes, and that keeps me interested, even though there's no strong hooks in a majority of, well, there's not, the hooks aren't as strong, I think, in other things.
All the hooks that I can think of memorable are like the samples they drop in, like in Shake Your Rump, it's someone else's sample of Shake Your Rumpa, right? So it's yeah. like, those are the things that stick in my head. It's never their hook, whereas this one does have some stuff in it that...
So you think it's finally them sort of flexing muscle?
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe it could be Stockholm Syndrome, and just that this one in particular, I'm not... I mean, I know it's 2020 hindsight and retrospective and all that, but I'm not surprised this... On an album that clearly was not intended to have a single,
yeah,
you can tell why this is one of them.
Do you also find... I don't know if you noticed this about the narrative of the piece, that all three stanzas, I'm sorry, I'm leaving.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Teaching poetry all day. It's where my brain is right now.
Sections of the song.
Yeah, all three verses, there we go, are different approaches to women.
Yeah, and I guess I got a little bit of, I think we talked about it before, but in general, one of my problems with relating to hip-hop is just the machismo or the bravado that goes into a lot of it.
Yep.
I'm not that confident, and a lot of this stuff is boasting, and you know, especially when they start talking about women, about all the women they could have and all the women they get, and I've never had that kind of confidence associated yep. with this kind of stuff, so it's, I never quite relate to a lot of this, but this one you get a little bit of self-deprecating, I pointed at that girl and we tried to do it and it got crazy, right? Or
and I think that's what's fun about the Beasties from yeah. Licensed to Ill is we get the women, but it's
an adventure.
She robs my apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I'm
she
just gonna
had
sit
a
here.
Gold tooth, you know.
Well, I don't want to get there yet.
Yeah, right, no,
yeah, so like when you look at the first stanza, right? So like, hey ladies in the place, I'm calling out to you. Like, I get the feeling like this is the opening the doors to the club and screaming, I'm here. There's more to me than you'll ever know. You know, like, I'm a really complicated dude, ladies. And to the point where I date women on TV with the help of Chuck Woolery. So, like, he has to go on the dating game or whatever that is to get women. And finally, what ends up happening is he throws a lasso around the tallest one, drags her back to the crib. And then we get into some weird cowboy and Indian play or cowboy. I'm using... you know, 70s vernacular here, but,
right.
You know, lassos and moccasins, wheeling and dealing, make a little bit of stealing. I mean, these are guys from New York, right? Like New York was purchased from the Native Americans there for dirt to dollars. And,
I liked the, I was laughing at the, I bring you back to the place and your dress on peeling, your booty, your body's on time and your mind is appealing. Staring at the cracks up there on the ceiling, such and such will be the base that I'm throwing. So he's like,
now, this is okay, good question here. Who's staring at the ceiling? Because it's two totally different things. If she's staring at the ceiling, she's bored as hell while he's working his... right?
I'm thinking...
Like, wouldn't you imagine if you were the woman and you were laying in bed staring at the ceiling? Yeah. Like, you're probably thinking, dear God.
Dear God, when is this over?
Like, yeah, exactly. I
just imagine...
If he falls asleep laying on me, I'm chewing off my own arm and getting the hell out of here. Whereas I imagine if it's him... He's probably like baseball, cards, small rocks.
Grocery list. Yeah. I'm talking to the girl, telling her I'm all knowing. That's not the line that I was hoping it was. I'm telling her every lie, you know, that I never did.
Right.
I jumped a couple lines ahead.
But what I want to actually finish my thought here about the ceiling thing. Because you were talking earlier about self-deprecation,
yeah.
And it excels at self-deprecation,
yeah.
Because either she's bored or he's going to let it finish. He's going to finish up way too soon. Either way, not one of those is a bravado compliment, right? There's no guy who's like, I'm a 30-second man.
This will be over before you know.
You know, there's no locker room talk like, dude, I was totally getting it on last night. She yawned. That was wicked hot. Right? So the first one is this. Like, this is what I have to go on TV and basically beg girls to be part of a date. We move into the second one. And this is like, it's almost like what's that story with the wolf and the three pigs?
Yeah, the three little pigs.
That's the one.
So this was the house made of straw.
Yeah. And then, so now we've got the house made of twigs.
Yeah, sticks, twigs, yeah.
Right? And again, it's, you wanted to talk about this one because I know you love that line about rugs and carpets.
I was trying to figure that out, yeah. But we, let's get down to that. First of all, welcome back, Cotter reference. That's the TV reference we talked about there.
Yeah, but do you get why it's welcome back, Cotter?
Well, no, other than...
So you're too young to have ever watched Welcome Back.
Well, I have watched it. My dad was a fan of the show, but we watched it in syndication, and I don't have...
Do you remember Gabe Kaplan?
The teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world's hairiest man.
Oh.
Right? Okay. He had the big afro. Yeah, he had the massive Tom Selleck mustache that was just... It, what that mustache did for Tom Selleck, it took from Gabe Kaplan. And so... So I dropped my drawers, said, "Welcome back, Cotter."
I get it. Yeah.
Like, I mean, right? All I can imagine is this is the most poorly groomed manscape on the world. It's like a...
It was the 70s, man.
Yes. Yeah, in all its unshaved glory.
So we was cutting up the rug. She started cutting up the carpet. So I looked on Urban Dictionary. The only thing I could find on the internet was that the best way to cut carpet... is back to front. But that's just the tips on cutting carpet.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a specific... I was confused by... Yeah, what does he mean by cutting the carpet? Other than the fact that she's literally just tearing up his carpet because...
Or
shaving him. Yeah, like tearing out the...
Yeah.
Ripping...
I begged her, please stop it.
There you go. This is making sense. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's figure this out live and on...
Exactly. On the air. So again, but the if you look at the refrain of the song, right? All the ladies in the house, the ladies... is such a confident line, right?
Yeah.
You know, ladies, I'm here. You know, I'm a ladies man. Earlier, you know, when did you say... I never sleep alone because Jimmy is the magnet. This song is completely the opposite of this.
Yeah. I wanted to go back. I forgot something in the first verse there. They reference their buddy Tom Cushman.
Yep.
Two references. I've got more hits than Sadahara O.
Yep.
Who was a Japanese the at the time, he was a Japanese baseball player with the most hits.
Okay.
Had the record for that. But they mentioned their buddy, Tom
Cushman,
in between Tom Foolery and Tom Thumb. And cut this out.
Yeah. I want to get back to talking about pubic hair here.
I just wanted to throw out that, interestingly enough, Tom Cushman was a buddy of theirs that in between License to Ill and this album... they weren't sure how things were going to go down at Def Jam, and they decided maybe we'll start another band, a different band. So they added Tom Cushman, and they called the band Brooklyn. So they and Tom Cushman was their buddy, who was the fourth man in on that band, and they toured with. The group also had Daryl Jennifer from Bad Brains and the drummer from Murphy's Law, who the big New York. Hardcore acts, you know, from that time frame. I thought that was really neat.
I may take this and put this at the end of the show,
okay,
so that it doesn't do a hard, too hard a left.
Hard lefts is what I do best.
I know you do, and I love you for it. Are there any recordings of Brooklyn?
They have a, they have something that later was called in the Brooklyn sessions or demos. It is out there.
Nice. I'm gonna dig that up.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
That was a hard left. Or circle back.
So
pubic hair.
The gift. Do you remember when I was telling you that I had a friend of a friend who danced for the Beasties?
Yes.
What did she end up with?
Crabs.
There you go.
Yeah.
So then you get to the next line. That girl ain't nothing but a crab. Right?
Is she in the song?
No. Well, I don't know if she's in the song or if she had them, gave them to them, and then blamed them.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But more importantly, we're still easily talking about carpet as pubic hair here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because where do crabs... I mean, crabs are crabs because they're that.
Yeah, my naivete is... I'm becoming very self-aware and embarrassed by it.
No. This after I've been like, first of all, there's two things that can happen here. One, people can be like, "Oh my God, that's right. I'm enlightened." The other one could be, "I'm going to get a message from somebody like a lawyer or something. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what the hell you're talking
right,
about."
Right.
There's two very real paths that this conversation can go.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on the one tomorrow.
Okay. I remember James at 15 only because I promise you this was an episode. I think it's an episode where James at 15, his uncle gets him a prostitute.
James who? You don't know?
No, the TV show. It was a TV show called James at 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't familiar about that.
Yeah.
So Chachi in Charge, I believe, is a reference to Scott Baio, who was Chachi in Happy Days.
Yes.
And also Charles in Charge in the
correct
later years.
Yes.
So the male child care.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see. Yes, yes, I was right. James at 16 in 1978 had a very special episode. And it was called...
1968?
No, 1978.
78.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. And his uncle, James looks forward to his upcoming 16th birthday and hopes to get a car as a gift. But his uncle decides to give him a night with a call girl instead. Shunning the situation, James falls in love with a Swedish foreign exchange student and loses his virginity. So the show is all over the place.
So I'm not James at 15.
No, I'm James at 16. In other words, I get with a woman, and what do I want? To get the hell out of being there. Right? And of course, I mean, all Chachi in Charge things where there he is, stooping Joni.
Yeah.
And yet, there's never... Yeah, they're always kind of like just young kids in love. And Charles in Charge is a kid who's living with...
of another family.
With a whole other family. It's also this very sort of platonically awkward situation, right? I'm Adam and I'm adamant is... I can't believe it took him this long.
Right, yeah, this many lines.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I'm just going to go through this line by line. Like I said, this could be a four-hour show very easily. But let me get to the third verse real quick from the finale. Oh, no, wait. I'm going to hold off on the finale of my thesis here.
Okay.
The resolution of my thesis. And let you talk for a minute because I've been going.
Well, I find the rest... I mean, I'll facilitate where you're headed. I find the rest of this one's a little... There's not as many references... The rest of the second verse, there's the fun little rhyme of "I met a little cutie, she was all hopped up on Zooty. I liked the little cutie, but I kicked her in the booty." So,
anyway. You like those Ooty rhymes?
Yeah, I mean, that was... So, the rest of it is... I got an open mind. So, the next verse gets a little into women of all shapes and sizes, right? But, and some mom jokes. But this one, "I've got an open mind, why don't you all get inside? Ladies flock like bees to a hive." Hey, ladies.
The quintessential... There are several lines that when I think Beastie Boys come to my mind.
Okay.
All right? So, like, "I got news for you, goose. You'll be sucking like a leech. The suckers write me checks, and then they bounce. I reach into my pocket for the fresh amount." There are, you know, they're just... "Your mom threw away your best porno mag."
Yeah.
I love the idea of the best. Like, was it in a different... Anyway, I'll digress really hard there.
Did you target the best?
Yeah.
And leave the rest?
I can't even go there. Anyway, this, "She's got a gold tooth. You know she's hardcore. She'll show you a good time, and then she'll show you the door."
Yeah.
I don't even begin to tell you how brilliant a couplet that is. That is by and far one of my top 10 lines in the Beastie catalog.
Yeah?
Probably top 5. It is... Right? You got this tough woman. I like to think that she's got a gold tooth is Madonna.
Okay.
But I can't remember. They toured with Madonna in 89. On the Like a Virgin tour, or Like a Prayer tour. Like a Prayer had just come out.
Okay.
So, but the problem is I don't know if that was when she had the gold tooth.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not, I have
no, you know, is it supposed to be like, at that point, Madonna had been around, you know, for a little bit. She had explored her fame, if you will.
Was this before or after the video of, like, her in her bedroom kind of thing? Didn't she have, like, an expose or, come into my bedroom? And
yeah, I think this is all before that. but I don't know when she got the gold tooth. I like in my mind to pretend it's Madonna because I know nothing about her timeline. But anyway, she'll show you a good time and then she'll show you the door. That may be my dream girl.
Yeah?
I
like to imagine, just as a counterpoint, the, like, Russian or Eastern Bloc European lady from the 80s movies that's wicked muscular with, like, that Guile haircut.
Yes. she'll show you a good time and then pick you up and hurl you into the streets.
That's
there's something about that that's darkly sensual. I will say that there is yes.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you know, you know, there's... I'm okay. But again, it's not an alpha position.
We do it now, you know.
Shuffle. I don't know why I went German. Anyway, this last thing is another, like, this is the brick. All these houses are falling.
Yeah, this is...
Right? And these poor little pigs. The phone booth on the corner is damp and still stinking. She said, come on over. It was me that she missed. Everything in this song is very few victories, right? There's almost no victories in terms of their prowess with the ladies, and I find that to be absolutely brilliant.
So one of the high points in this verse for me is the when they set up a rhyme and then don't follow through with it. It's the take my advice at any price. A gorilla like your mother is mighty. Weak, mm-hmm. Right? I love that. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's and they don't do. I mean, they've doubled down on their own rhymes before.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that next song.
Yeah, too. And they'll continue to do it throughout their career. Very rarely do they do this very Bob Dylan-esque switch the rhyme at the last second understatement. And otherwise, I think this is probably.
Well, also being a child from the 90s, I still. You know, we went Star Wars before. Your mom jokes still get me. I don't know what it is. It's that 12-year-old part of me that just never quite left.
Yep.
So the your mom jokes here, like, just stuck in this song.
You're a big fan?
I
do you have a favorite mom joke?
No.
They're all equally amazing, Eric.
All it does is just make me chuckle.
Hey, if you have a favorite your mom joke at home and you'd like to send it in, write us at cutbycutpodcast@gmail.com, and in the address or in the message line put Chris, your mama.
Yep.
And that way we'll know who it goes to, and then we will read the best your mama joke in the style of Kermit the Frog on the next show.
Yeah, so seeing that in this song, and then, you know, like I said, the Last Jedi has a nice your mom joke to open up the episode when spoilers in the beginning of the episode here, but Poe is sitting in a ship and he's calling at Hux, and then he has a moment where he's like, yeah, I'm calling for your mom or something like that.
Oh, in Last Jedi. Yeah.
Did I say that or I messed up?
No, you probably said it right. I thought it wrong.
So, yeah, it made my day to get a your mom joke into the Star Wars universe. So, yes, I've lived a life.
You're Mon Mothra.
Oh.
Thank you. And with that, it's not going to get much better. So I say to you folks, unless you have anything left to say. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, we covered the, like I said, I'm starting to hit my stride.
Okay.
And it's the end of side one.
Yes.
Side A, whatever you call it. And I think this is, I will give this, let's see here. What can we, I will give this song,
How many cut up pieces of carpet?
Cut up pieces of carpet?
Oh, that's no, that's if I follow back to my metaphor, that goes all wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
How many beatnik chicks just wearing they smocks?
What's my upper limit?
It's a small club. They don't want anyone to know about it. So I would say 6 beatnik chicks.
I'll go 5.5 out of 6.
I'm going to say 6 beatnik chicks.
You're going just all wearing the way.
Smocks. Yeah. This is a particular favorite. And it's, I mean, a good one. It's such a lame duck to call the only hit on the album your favorite, but yeah, it's up there.
The only hit. Well, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I just, this is.
It's like, what's your favorite? I don't want to get into this huge thing, but like, that's what's like, what's your favorite Beatles song? 8 Days a Week, or I don't know, something stupid like that. That was stupid. What the hell happened to
me? I don't even know how. There's so many hits. I grew up.
Yeah, exactly. poor metaphor there.
I thought you were going to say, what's your favorite Nickelback song?
Well, it's weird to play Welcome Back, Carter, as we wave goodbye from the shores of inequity.
Welcome back. Not if your image is someone pulling down their drawers.
Hold on a second. Well, gang, it's that time. As Chris and I wave at the shores of clean-shavenness, we say thank you for joining another exciting episode of the Cup by Cup podcast. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can get us at cupbycuppodcast@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Instagram at @cutxcutpodcast.
Yeah, I'm back to doing that.
You're back on the podcast, back on the Instagrams.
I am. You could check us out at radiomutation.com along with other fantastic...
tons of garage rock heading on over there.
Yeah. And finally, go over to iTunes.
Yeah. Give us a review.
How many stars?
Subscribe. All the stars.
As many stars as it will allow you.
All the ladies, all the stars.
And then create a dummy account where you re-sign in to, and you tell all, not only tell all your friends, but you rate us again.
The subscribe button is important, as well as a review.
Extremely important. And because we do this for free.
Yeah.
Well.
And tell your mom.
We're passing on the savings.
Tell your mom to listen to the show. She probably liked the Beastie Boys.
If not Gabe Kaplan.
Oh.
say, get down, say, till you feel it, y'all. Get down, y'all. Get down. Get up, y'all. When you get down. Get down.
Funky. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Yeah? Godfather.
Payback.
Oh, bloody.
People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Down, Lord. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Hey, country, you didn't say what you meant. You just changed a brand new funky president. Stock market going. Jobs going down. It ain't no funky job to be found. Tax keep going up. I changed from a glass. Now I drink from a paper cup. Getting bad. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Listen to me. Let's get together and base. Let's get together, get some land. Raise our food like the man. Save our money like the mob. Put up a factory on the job.
Woo! Hello, Godfather.
Can you make it twice? I like it. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. People, people, well, before we go under. Turn on your funk motor, I know it's tough. Turn on your funk motor until you get enough, yeah. Hey, give yourself a chance to come through. Woo! Tell yourself I can do what you can do.
Yes, I can see it too. love you like I do.
No, no.
Can't nobody do the things I do the way I do.
I tell you.
Can't nobody love you like I do.
Oh, no.
Can't nobody do the things I do the way I do.
That you can't. can't resist.
We wanna say a little something to the other MCs.
We said we don't have no quality.
We got
quality and sophistication.
And all we need is your cooperation
to rock the house with the greatest of ease. The master's ID. I'm blessed and Mr. Free.
So come on, y'all, let's go to work.
Brand butter,
Chapter Chain, and Red Alert.
With others, we form the Zulu Nation.
Now check us out with our gender sensation.
Now can you feel it? Can you feel it? Sensation.
Now I'm the master ice and I'm twice as nice. I am the dedicated prince of the disco slides. As you can see, I'm rolling it in up as the Romeo rock of the microphone. Well, I'm a master D-E-E, so what it be? And rapping on the microphone is my pet peeve. An Aquarius man with a potent style. And every time I rap, it's on up worthwhile.
They call me master B and that is true. Like the grass is green and the skies are blue. But I'm telling you that I will survive, cause I'm the microphone chief of the jazzy five.
And I'm AJ Lex and I'm so unique, and it would be a treat to hear me speak. I'm a Leo man with the master plan, holding all the girls in the palm of my hand.
Well, I'm Mr. Freeze, and to tell you the truth, that my quality ranks about 100 proof. And for all of y'all who like to duplicate, I had to return to set the score straight.
Brrr. Ha 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 ha.
Funk it up, funk it up.
Get down,
y'all.
To the funky
sound. Come on, everybody, and start to clap.
Because we are the kings of the body rock rap.
So everybody, come check out the five.
Jet the five,
we're the best alive.
And when we rock,
we can't be stopped.
And all you up
and all your other MCs take a hop.
Our names
are at the top of the list. And we're the best MCs that can ever exist.
So let's party
till you can't no more.
And if you can't,
just walk out the door.
And if you could,
you deserve a crew.
And like the five,
MCs from Southview.
We're the ones
divided, reunited.
Here we go,
you know we go.
We go by the names out in the Hall of Fame. No other guy dang could ever play the game. Well, the flyest, those to be the highest. That's we're at the top and we can't be stopped. We're the sweetest, the neatest, the latest, the greatest, the best MCs to ever rise.
And we go by the name of the Jazzy Five MCs.
The rock in the house, the rock shock in the house for the young ladies.
So watch out,
and you don't stop. Have that body rock. Now I'm the master ice and I own up the go. I'm known to be the superstar of the disco. I'm 5'8" with sweet brown eyes, guaranteed to make this party come alive.
Well, I'm the hip hopper and the MC topper, but everybody knows me as the latest grand rocker, MC Master D, and I'm the singer of the crew. So tell me, young ladies, what you wanna do?
And I'm the Master D, as you will see. I hold the key to the door of society. But if you listen up close, you will agree.
A baby doll, he's the best of the century.
And I'm AJ Lex, at your request. A pleasure that you're rapping with the right of finesse. Cause you could call me AJ, but they call me Lester, the mic rocker, the woman possessor.
And everybody calls me Chucky Chuck. Chuck Galuck, 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 Galuck. Instead of passing the mic, I had to pass the buck.
And now it's time to go up. Fuck it up.
Just get on down. So listen, everybody.
Listen up, everybody.
Listen, everybody.
Cause we got a surprise.
We got a surprise.
Yes, it's me in New York City looking pretty. Have no pity, cause I'm the master ice and I'm in your city.
Hey, now it's time to throw it low, high and low, and do the jiggle up.
Shake your body to the left,
shake your body to the right.
Go down to the floor, now you're looking out of sight. Then you come back up and look your partner in the eyes. You find yourself headed for a big surprise, because it splits your pants and when you went real low.
And that's why we call it the jiggle up.
Ha ha, jiggle up, jiggle up, jiggle up.
Sylvia, come on, so come on. I say clap your hands and do the jiggle up.
Jiggle up.
Clap your hands and do the jiggle up.
Jiggle up.
Listen, party people all across the nation. All we want from you is your cooperation. If you're getting down with no limitation, everybody say
jazz sensation.
Jazz sensation.
Jazz sensation.
You don't stop. A bad body rock. It's on. And if you know the words, why don't you sing along?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I jazz the sensation. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I jack the sensation. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I jack the sensation.
Come on, come on, and move your left leg. Huh. Come on, come on, come on. Everybody throw your right hand in the air. Cool and out, cool. Come on, come on, come on. And then lean left, and then lean right. And then lean front, and then lean back. Come on, come on. You gotta ride in there. Ain't it funky, ain't it funky? Ain't it funky now? Huh.
I am the count of Monte Disco.
Ain't it funky now? Huh. Ain't it, ain't it, ain't it, ain't it, ain't it funky now? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I say clap your hands into the beat, y'all. Clap your hands into the beat, y'all. That beat, y'all, that beat, y'all. That beat that'll make you feel sweet, y'all. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cardinal Hayes rock, rockin' on, rockin' on.
Master B rock, rockin' on, rockin' on. D.V.C. rock, rockin' on, rockin' on.
Steven said rock, rockin' on.
Aquinas High School rockin' on, rockin' on.
And Monroe rock, rockin' on, rockin' on. Norman Thomas rockin' on, rockin' on.
Grace Dodge just rockin' on, rockin' on.
Brooklyn Tech keep rockin' on, rockin' on.
And Ethan Dodge keep rockin' on, rockin' on. Murray Bertram rockin' on, rockin' on.
And Fashion just rockin' on, rockin' on.
Kirk Quine is rockin' on, rockin' on.
Cardinal Hayes rockin' on, rockin' on. Flushin' High rockin' on, rockin' on. Until the break of dawn.
We ran out of schools.
That's cause you don't go.
What you talking about, man?
No. Manhattan in college, coolin' out, cool, 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 coolin' out. You gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta, you gotta
funk, 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 funk it up.
Come on, get down, stop messing around. You gotta
funk, 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 funk it up.
Come on, come on, come on, ain't it funky now?
Funk, 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 funk it up.
Come on, ain't it, ain't it, ain't it funky now?
Funk, 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 funk it up.
Huh. Come on. Ain't it funky now? Ha, 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 ain't it funky?
That beat, y'all. That beat beats the beat, y'all.
Come on, say James Brown.
James Brown. James Brown.
Say James Brown. Yo, Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic. Rock shock can turn the mother out. Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic. Rock shock can turn the mother out.
Mr. Magic. I jump on it, I jump on it, if you want it.
Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic. Rock shock can turn the mother. Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic. Rock shock can turn the mother. Say nobody gives more music.
Nobody gives more music.
Say nobody gives more music.
Say what?
Mm-hmm.